It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. New laws aimed at Colorado's pandemic recovery are moving through the state legislature. A half dozen measures would fund mental health services for teenagers and jobs in renewable energy and try to bring new conferences and trade shows to Colorado. President Biden called for new federal gun laws and spoke of last month's shooting in Boulder in his address to Congress last night. Colorado Democrat Joe Neguse, whose district includes Boulder, says he was moved by the president's message.
I think the fact that he was willing to speak clearly and forcefully for the need for Congress to take action by passing universal background checks and reinstating a federal assault weapons ban was powerful.
Republican Representative Lauren Boebert disagreed. She could be seen shaking her head as Biden talked about guns, and she tweeted a reference to the Second Amendment. The district attorney for Adams County says a police officer was justified when he fatally shot a woman who was pretending to hold an acquaintance hostage. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The incident in January started with police pursuing a stolen vehicle on I-76 in Henderson. The two women in the car fled and hid in an unlocked RV. Police surrounded it and ordered them out. When they emerged, the first to come out screamed that the woman behind her, Harmony Wolfgram, was holding a gun to her back and threatening to kill her. The ensuing investigation found that Wolfgram was not armed and created the hostage ruse to try to escape arrest. But an officer, believing the other woman to be in danger, fired, killing Wolfgram. The DA's investigation concluded he did not violate the law in using deadly force. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
12 Metro Denver school superintendents want state health officials to end school quarantines. More than 3,000 students have been in quarantine over the past 2 weeks in their districts, but COVID numbers show low transmission rates in schools. Adams 12 five-star superintendent Chris Godowski says quarantines cause too much disruption.
We just feel like the cost benefit of doing quarantines has outlived its purpose, and it's now time to let our kids have a strong end of the school year.
Most of Colorado's college students and faculty and staff will need a COVID-19 vaccine before returning to campus in the fall. CU, Colorado State, and three other schools announced a vaccine requirement Wednesday. So far, Colorado Mesa University and the state's community college system are the only institutions to officially decide to not require vaccines in the fall. This is CPR News.